Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I can't tear us
The Roman cavalry has arrived. Charge! Seven after the hour, DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria on the air. But the real big story of the day is not from the world of politics. It comes from Snoop Dogg and his new best friend, Martha Stewart. I'm kind of interested to see what gets cooked here, literally and figuratively. They're working on a new cooking show, and apparently Martha is ready to go into the singing channel with Snoop Dogg. I'm wondering what that's going to say. What in the world kind of... I remember we first talked about this. Do you remember last summer?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually excited about this show because both of them were on Ellen a few weeks ago, and their chemistry was actually really good. They were really funny together, which is so absurd.
Yeah. But it's like, hello, ding, 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 ding. Yesterday in Pennsylvania, Department of Education hit the Penn State folks with a $2.5 million fine for violating a campus safety law. And it has to do with Jerry Sandusky. Remember? Back to Sandusky, the former assistant football coach. Yeah. Convicted of sexually assaulting all those boys back in 2012. He's in prison now for the rest of his life. Meanwhile, the Department of Education there, investigating what the school knew about his behavior and for how long, going back to his boss. Remember how everybody loved, and why did his name just go right out of my mind? Who is the director of Where's Jennifer?
Oh, gosh. It was Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, there she is.
Well, you know, Jennifer
Joe
had
Paterno
a technical
was
glitch.
The coach.
It was Joe Paterno. That's
Paterno.
Right. And
yeah,
Jerry Sandusky.
Right. Yeah.
Those
Thank
are the
you.
Two.
Yeah. What'd you say? You had a technical glitch? You all right?
Well, technical glitch. I was gone. I was on like a little virtual vacation for about 2 minutes.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. We're on.
I know. I didn't even pack my bathing suit, but, you know, hey.
I didn't either. I'm trying to get some things posted on Facebook, and I didn't have much time yesterday to do it, but I'll do it over the weekend, and then we'll have a conversation. One of the pictures is of me wrapped up. The lady who ran the tour that I was on described as a combination of Hefner and Muhammad somebody or other, because I had two towels wrapped around me and my coat, and I went into this 40-degree water pit, waterfall. And so I dressed myself so that I could go in and then dry myself off when I get out. And the picture is actually even me saying it's hysterical. It is. It's really pretty
So
foolish.
You went into 40-degree water
Yes.
with clothing on?
No.
Oh.
No, I had my underpants on. That was it. Thanks for asking. We did not get a picture of that, however.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had towels and a coat.
Yes. And I took them off, and I had my underpants on, and I went into this pool to get invigorated.
What kind of trip was this? And you went on with a group of women?
Yes, I did. I was the only man with this large group of women. I had to... We were.
Wow.
They needed
a
masculine
pool
influence.
With your underwear on.
Yes.
And they were with you.
Yes, they were.
So you were their eye candy for the whole trip?
I may have been. Nobody put it
well,
to me.
Well, no, it was 40-degree water, so you know.
Yeah.
Shrinkage.
Oh, nice.
It's like Seinfeld.
All right, here's some good news for those of you who love drones, Jennifer. Sunflower Labs, headquarters in Silicon Valley, announcing a new security system that detects possible threats and investigates them with a drone. The drone streams video to your smartphone so you can see inside of your home is at risk. This is what we need. More people to be worried about what's going on. Sunflower Labs accepting participant applications. Beta tests start next year. This is how this works. The Sunflower Home Awareness System relies on the drone and a handful of in-ground smart lights to watch over your home. Detects motion, vibration, sound, and then it analyzes the data and distinguishes between human activity, a car being present, perhaps animals being there as well. Let's say a skunk is working its way around your premises. That's too much to be worried about. So it uses artificial intelligence to identify the disturbance and then determine if it is dangerous or not. So let's say a person approaches your home and hangs around the back door. The laboratory will send a push notification to your smartphone and ask you if they should investigate on your behalf. If you say yes, the drone goes to your home, and it, or it's actually at your home. I guess it goes up in the air, and then we'll look around to see if there's a suspicious person. You look at the at what you're seeing, the video on your iPhone or whatever. Mm-hmm. The drone you bought as part of the security system, 30 feet above the house. It goes over to the visitor, eyeballs the visitor, and then goes back to its
and
perch.
And menacingly hovers.
Yeah.
until either they leave or until the police
arrive. I like that.
I love this. Yeah. Yeah. This is awesome. Yeah. I mean, if you're standing there and you're up to something and a drone is staring you down, you're probably going to leave.
Yeah, see, well, that's the added element, because it'd be much cheaper to do, like, you know, cameras. You can do security cameras now. A lot of people have them, or like the doorbells that have the cameras on them. But when you have the drone actually buzzing your ear, that probably would detract people from trying to break in.
Yeah.
Hmm. Really?
I mean, this would be perfect, Doug, for you with the farm. I mean, you know, if you have a regular home security, you know, your the entries, the exits, stuff like that, that's all covered. But if you have a drone that's flying over your entire land and surveying all of your property, that's, I mean, that's invaluable.
I have my own protective service. It's called a herd of cows and horses, and they take care of things.
And they're
well,
armed,
thank
right?
You.
Your cows and your Yeah, your cows and horses are packing, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Packing heat. Right now, let me fix your blood pressure the natural way. Actually, if you have decent blood pressure, you don't need to have it fixed. You just need to have it protected. And that's where Superbeets comes in. Superbeets is superfood. And you can get it. It's one of these things that is a... It's doctors, look at this. The two doctors that are on this program, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, both say, when you look at this thing... It makes nothing but sense, and it's so natural. And so many people suffer from cardiac arrests and strokes and high blood pressure and all that kind of stuff. Wouldn't you like to take a step right now to radically improve your heart health, your blood pressure? Keep it where it is if it's healthy by calling 800-655-4183 and get in on this nutrition secret that has now been shared. So I don't know. I mean, I hear a lot of people on the radio talking about this now. And that's because a good product, it works so wonderfully well. And the opportunity for you to get a free month's supply coming with your first order is now the highlight. So call 800-655-4183 and give Superbeets a try. It's guaranteed to work, or you get your money back. And how will it work, you ask? It charges you up. Jennifer will tell you. Victoria will tell you. Carol will tell you. I will tell you. And the people that are close to me will tell you that this blood pressure thing, keeping it under control. Yesterday, I went to the doctor for a minute because I got this thing in my chest that I want to get rid of. And he took my blood pressure and he's checking my chest out and all that stuff. He says, man, for your age, I always love it when they start, for
your age,
I have a blood pressure reading of about 100 over 70.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Right?
But I attribute part of it at this point to Superbeets. Yep. So get yourself... with a healthier heart, more energy, more stamina, by using Superbeets, you're right on the top of the list. It's Superbeets, 800-655-4183, or go online and order them at DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this? Where from?
My name's John. I'm from Marshalltown, Iowa.
John should know a little about Sturgis after all.
My 34th year. More crowded.
Crazy days.
The wildest thing I remember is when they had a knife and a gunfight in Gunner's Lounge in 1990.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes. Iowa John on the old Sturgis.
Oh, it was nice. In the first year, there was 33,000 people here. You didn't have to put up with the crowds. You know, it wasn't a mess. Things were cheaper. Town was friendlier. Things weren't as high priced. The cops were a lot more lenient. The good old days, as they say. Camping down in the city park, free shows, you know.
Gunfight.
The wildest thing I remember is when they had a knife and a gunfight in Gunner's Lounge in 1990. Banditos, outlaws, angels. That's not the good old days.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. With climbing power rates and environmental sensitivity, Chicagoan John B. now makes his own electricity, saving himself over 75% on utilities. He says recent nuclear power mishaps were the reason.
It's crazy to say that it's safe. I mean, you have to protect this stuff and keep it out of the environment and any biological system for 50,000 years. 50,000 years. Don't tell me it's safe. That's just a lie. An absolute lie.
Nuke plants, he says, got permission to overbuild because they promised electricity too cheap to meter.
Show me anybody in this country who is getting their power from a nuke that is paying less than they were before.
His solution?
I produce about 30 to 50% of what I need from solar panels and one small wind generator on the roof.
This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When the death of a loved one hits a family, should the child attend the funeral? Question I get all the time. Here's the developmental science of it. Parents, of course, want to shelter their children from sad events, but it's considered appropriate for children to be included in a family ceremony, which allows the child to say goodbye to a person who is important to them. Now, it's very important to prepare the child in advance, telling them as specifically as possible what to expect. Now, if there's a cemetery service where bystanders watch an interment, as you know, this can be traumatic for children under 7 years of age. What's the cheap psychological trick? No doubt about it. Children need to say their goodbyes at a funeral, but only if the parents serve as a cushion for their sadness. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
It's a beautiful day.
This is the DJV radio program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan with People in the News. Starting with Steven Seagal, who has become a Russian citizen. Yes, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, the star of various movies became officially a Russian citizen because he's pals with Vladimir Putin. And he decided he's been for years going to martial arts events. The two of them have been. Who knew that? I didn't know that. Did you know that? That he was Putin is a big martial arts fan.
Well, that's
and
a prize.
A big fan of Steven Seagal. So they got together a number of years ago. The two of them look like Mutt and Jeff together in these pictures that I've seen. That's Steven Seagal.
A trusted source, an American treasure.
Really, he's a hero, isn't he?
I've heard that, yes. Okay, so there's little...
That we're not going to miss is basically what you're saying. He's now a Russian citizen.
Who cares? But yeah. It's just kind of fun to see the two of them together. They do look like Mutt and Jeff. So let's see here. Gloria Allred. Let's spread that around, Jennifer. Come on. What the heck? I mean, Kara's there trying to do the research. Well, we probably shouldn't talk about
this. What? I made an offhanded comment that Gloria Allred was trending on Facebook because Gloria is a mutual friend of yours and mine, right?
Yeah, I like Gloria. Yep.
And so I look and I'm like, what the heck? Because I know she's been doing a lot with Bill Cosby. And I got a press release from her last night saying that she was going to do a press conference with one of the Bill Cosby ladies. Yeah. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And the headline is, and again, it hasn't, you know, this has not been confirmed, but it just says that Gloria Allred... You're so funny. The headline is Ex-Apprentice Summer Zervos paid $500,000 by Gloria Allred to accuse Trump. Deal went to others, too. I mean, right under it is Dr. Phil saying the teen says she's pregnant with baby Jesus on Dr. Phil's show.
There you go. Lots of credibility there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking to that point, though, 44,000 people talking about Gloria and only 11 talking about Dr. Phil's teen pregnancy with Jesus.
Okay. You can follow it all. You can follow the show on Twitter, DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen. My stuff's not there, so it wouldn't make any difference. At Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show.